With the People of Nagarawinda, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was wandering in the land of the Kosalans, together with a large sangha of mendicants, when he arrived at a village of the Kosalan Brahmins named Nagarawinda. The Brahmins and householders of Nagarawinda heard, it seems the ascetic Gotama, a Sakyan gone forth from a Sakyan family, while wandering in the land of the Kosalans, has arrived at Nagarawinda, together with a large sangha of mendicants. He has this good reputation. That blessed one is perfected, a fully awakened Buddha, accomplished in knowledge and conduct, holy, knower of the world, supreme guide for those who wish to train, teacher of gods and humans, awakened, blessed. He has realized with his own insight this world, with its gods, Maras and Brahmas, this population with its ascetics and Brahmins, gods and humans, and he makes it known to others. He teaches Dhamma that's good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end, meaningful and well phrased. And he reveals a spiritual practice that's entirely full and pure. It's good to see such perfected ones. Then the Brahmins and householders of Nagarawinda went up to the Buddha. Before sitting down to one side, some bowed, some exchanged greetings and polite conversation, some held up their joined palms toward the Buddha, some announced their name and clan, while some kept silent. The Buddha said to them, householders, if wanderers who follow another path were to ask you, what kind of ascetic or Brahmin doesn't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration, you should answer them, there are ascetics and Brahmins who are not free of greed, hate and delusion for sights known by the eye, who are not peaceful inside, and who conduct themselves badly among the good by way of body, speech and mind. They don't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, so we do not see that they have any higher good conduct than us. That's why they don't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration. There are ascetics and Brahmins who are not free of greed, hate and delusion for sounds known by the ear, who are not peaceful inside and who conduct themselves badly among the good by way of body, speech and mind. They don't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, so we do not see that they have any higher good conduct than us. That's why they don't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration. There are ascetics and Brahmins who are not free of greed, hate and delusion for smells known by the nose, who are not peaceful inside, and who conduct themselves badly among the good by way of body, speech and mind. They don't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, so we do not see that they have any higher good conduct than us. That's why they don't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration. There are ascetics and Brahmins who are not free of greed, hate and delusion for tastes known by the tongue, who are not peaceful inside, and who conduct themselves badly among the good by way of body, speech and mind. They don't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, so we do not see that they have any higher good conduct than us. That's why they don't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration. There are ascetics and Brahmins who are not free of greed, hate and delusion for touches known by the body, who are not peaceful inside and who conduct themselves badly among the good by way of body, speech and mind. They don't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, so we do not see that they have any higher good conduct than us. That's why they don't deserve honour, respect, reverence and veneration. There are ascetics and Brahmins who are not free of greed, hate, and delusion for thoughts known by the mind, who are not peaceful inside, and who conduct themselves badly among the good by way of body, speech, and mind. They don't deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, so we do not see that they have any higher good conduct than us. That's why they don't deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. When questioned by wanderers who follow other paths, that's how you should answer them. If wanderers who follow other paths were to ask you, what kind of ascetic or Brahmin deserves honour, respect, reverence, and veneration? You should answer them, there are ascetics and Brahmins who are free of greed, hate, and delusion for sights known by the eye, who are peaceful inside, and who conduct themselves well by way of body, speech, and mind. They deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, but we see that they have a higher good conduct than us. That's why they deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. There are ascetics and Brahmins who are free of greed, hate, and delusion for sounds known by the ear, who are peaceful inside, and who conduct themselves well by way of body, speech, and mind. They deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, but we see that they have a higher good conduct than us. That's why they deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. There are ascetics and Brahmins who are free of greed, hate, and delusion for smells known by the nose, who are peaceful inside, and who conduct themselves well by way of body, speech, and mind. They deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, but we see that they have a higher good conduct than us. That's why they deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. There are ascetics and Brahmins who are free of greed, hate, and delusion for tastes known by the tongue, who are peaceful inside, and who conduct themselves well by way of body, speech, and mind. They deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, but we see that they have a higher good conduct than us. That's why they deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. There are ascetics and Brahmins who are free of greed, hate, and delusion for touches known by the body, who are peaceful inside, and who conduct themselves well by way of body, speech, and mind. They deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, but we see that they have a higher good conduct than us. That's why they deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. There are ascetics and Brahmins who are free of greed, hate, and delusion for thoughts known by the mind, who are peaceful inside, and who conduct themselves well by way of body, speech, and mind. They deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. Why is that? Because we ourselves are not free of these things, but we see that they have a higher good conduct than us. That's why they deserve honour, respect, reverence, and veneration. When questioned by wanderers who follow other paths, that's how you should answer them. If wanderers who follow other paths were to ask you, but what reasons and evidence do you have regarding those venerables that justifies saying, clearly those venerables are free of greed, hate, and delusion, or practicing to be free of them? You should answer them, it's because those venerables frequent remote lodgings in the wilderness and the forest. In such places there are no sights known by the eye to see and enjoy. There are no sounds known by the ear to hear and enjoy. No odours known by the nose to smell and enjoy. No flavours known by the tongue to taste and enjoy. And no touches known by the body to feel and enjoy. These are the reasons and evidence that you have regarding those venerables that justifies saying, clearly those venerables are free of greed, hate, and delusion, or practicing to be free of them. When questioned by wanderers who follow other paths, that's how you should answer them. When he had spoken, the Brahmins and householders of Nagarawinda said to the Buddha, excellent, Master Gotama, excellent, as if he were writing the overturned, or revealing the hidden, or pointing out the path to the lost, or lighting a lamp in the dark so people with good eyes can see what's there. Master Gotama has made the teaching clear in many ways. We go for refuge to Master Gotama, to the teaching, and to the mendicant Sangha. From this day forth, may Master Gotama remember us as lay followers who have gone for refuge for life.